This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Show is starting, and I guess somehow was knocked off access. So we're waiting to see if we can track down our guest. I guess a regular guest. Somehow he didn't email me, but he's not available. We're going to try to see if we can get Sim Tiago, who missed his time, which we tried to switch on Monday. He has some interesting things on constitutional citizenship. Or we'll bring on Jonathan Gray early from New Zealand, and we'll see what happens. In the meantime, I want to cover some of the latest issues that are going on in terms of the news. Of course, we have, of course, the shutdown. Fear grips D.C., not just the shutdown in the cold weather, but the shutdown economically. The main thing it's going to damage is the CHIPS health insurance plan for kids and the military, which is very dangerous. My guess is they should be able to bump this down the road at least a few weeks, so continue negotiating. It would be wise to separate the DACA and push it down 6 months or even a year so it comes after the election, and have it go through maybe the Supreme Court. And I think they should separate it from the immigration bill, which should be passed pretty quickly, bipartisanly, and just say, we're not going to deal with DACA anymore because you're not going to try, you're going to try to see if you can use it as a fulcrum event to try to force the government to give a clear amnesty without any other immigration issues. So separating it from the immigration issue would be a wise move on the part of Trump and his team, and I hope they are listening. The second thing with health care, my guess is health care breaks into three issues. We have the issue of people contracting directly with their local doctors. That should be something that the American public does with local health providers. It doesn't need to get government involved. And you actually have local doctors can say, hey, we're going to offer $40 for an adult, $20 for a child for ambulatory care. If you have catastrophic or hospital care, we need to have insurance carriers have cross-state competition. And if they do have it, then we can have catastrophic care, totally separate from what we call preventive care, which should be basically through, say, or associations like ours, like the Nutra Medical Report, the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, Advancement of Medicine, And we can offer you networks of doctors all across the country that can do preventive care, which means they can talk to you on the phone or iPad or see you in person. They can have a test kit sent to you. They can give preventive genetic and epigenetic care. And I'm training doctors all over the place on how to do this, from Santiago, Chile, to Germany and elsewhere. This needs to happen so that the public can get a relatively inexpensive, we call genetic and epigenetic and preventive care, to find out what's wrong. For example, I guarantee you this doctor that did a cursory exam on Trump didn't do everything. Now, I'll tell you what I know from my background information about Trump. Number one, he's overweight. Number two, he takes a dyslipidemia agent to lower cholesterol. You don't lower cholesterol with external lowering agents. Two-thirds of the driveway to your brain is made of cholesterol and cholesterol-based molecules. Your hormones are made of cholesterol. If you lower cholesterol, wonderful, we have Jonathan Gray. Jonathan, I'm glad to get you on early. We had some issues with some of our other guests, but we always run short of time, so it's great to have you on early. Lots of things are brewing. They just did the medical exam on Trump, and they found him relatively healthy, although I'm always skeptical. I know a little bit more about Trump from the inside, that he is slightly overweight. He takes a low cholesterol-lowering agent, and he drinks 10 to 12 Diet Coke a day. They try to claim he has bone spurs. If you're not 77 and have some bone spurs, so what? He's very active. Cognitively, he's fine. He's basically like any person who is successful. He's hypomanic, which is 99.9% of the people running Fortune 500 companies. What concerns me most is his spiritual situation. He is a white hat Mason who is extremely patriotic to America, but his good works are not based on a personal relationship with God because he doesn't have a Christian testimony. Even his so-called mentor at Focus on the Family tried to say that, you know, he's a baby Christian. The fact is, to be a Christian requires three things: an admittance of sin, a testimony, and the ability to use that testimony to transform and save the lives and souls of others. And I'd like you to respond to that, because I know his physical health is relatively good for his age. His spiritual health, although he's a high-level white hat Mason doing good in his own eyes, is excellent for America. It's dangerous, perhaps, for the whole world, and eventually because of the forces of evil coming against him from the globalists. But I'm worried about his spiritual health. What do you think?
Oh, yes. I totally agree with what you have just said, Dr. Bill. You gave the three requirements of being a Christian, and he appears, from what we see, to be lacking every one of those.
Right, and the problem is, a lot of people say God can judge that. No, that's absolutely not true. And the Bible makes it very plain, anybody can judge if someone's a Christian. I'm a Christian because I call myself, even though I have a prophetic calling, which I know a few 3x5 cards, I'm a warthog for God. If you don't accept the fact that without God you are eternally a sinner and you're not capable of good, then you're not really capable of even being saved. You have to recognize that. And people don't understand, even you're doing good works. Let's say you're a great surgeon, you know, like that black surgeon's head of Homeland, of Health and Human Services and so on, or what is it, the HUD, Housing and Urban Development. He was a great neurosurgeon, but it doesn't mean he's a Christian unless he has those three elements. And anybody can judge those. Now, there's a lot of cultic groups that call themselves Christians in America, and I think they call themselves Christians because in their church there's a special seat for Satan, and the doors are heavy to make sure Satan can't get out. People don't understand that most of the public religions on earth are not godly. They're luciferic. They're into priestcraft and ceremony and a form of godliness, but they're not God's children. And God wants them. And it doesn't mean there's lots of people nicer than me that aren't going to make it to heaven. They're just not. That's scary, isn't it?
Yes, it's not a case of being nice and having a nice winning smile. That means nothing. Very soon I do believe that it's going to become evident to everybody that what can be shaken is going to be shaken.
Well, I'm going to make some bold statements here. Some of them are projections, and I'll say what they are. Now, some of them are prophetic. I feel prophetically, and I don't know what it is yet, so I can't pronounce it, but I believe there's going to be one or more black swan events this year. Whether they're going to be major wars or superquakes or economic chaos, there's some very bad events that are going to happen in 2018. We know that in 2020, in the United States, a national biometric ID is coming in, passed during George Bush, but never even talked about during the two terms of Barack Obama. That idea basically is a framework for the mark of the beast. And America's so powerful, when they do that with their financial system, they're going to force the whole world, probably in the second term or at the end of the second term of Donald Trump if he gets reelected. People need to know this is what's coming. If you don't believe me, a lot of the so-called good things that are happening with Trump will be overshadowed by the evil that's happening in the future. Back in a moment.
.org.
We have Jonathan here. Jonathan, I did a little bit of rant there. I want you to rant about not only your website, beforeus.com, before us, because I consider there's a whole swarm of us. So I call it, we have some prophetic words. I don't want to give us specific titles, but God has a, if you want to call it, almost like a cloud of believers who have been transformed, not by us becoming good enough for God, but by turning, it's called Shema, turning toward God and letting God power wash the sin off us so we can be useful and become sons and daughters of the Most High and are not led by the spirit of Satan or the opposer, but led by the spirit of God, which is we can actually do stuff because we are doing only God's will, not our will. And that's what I see really dangerous about Donald Trump. He is a white hat mason doing the right things. In fact, he's doing more things good for America than any other president probably in 200 years. But he doesn't have a Christian testimony. Now, he might have reasonably good physical health, although I don't think he should be on a cholesterol-lowering agent or drink 12 Diet Coke and be somewhat overweight. But on top of that, his spiritual health, even though he's been successful, the devil wants him to continue to be successful so he doesn't change his modus. I'm sure his Bible gathers dust on this table, although they have a prayer group in the White House. The prayer group is basically window dressing. People need to understand that. The evangelicals, I call them evil jellyfish, have to realize God doesn't populate heaven with really nice people. He populates them with obedient sons and daughters that will only do his will. And if you look at the prescription a lot of people give for getting to heaven because you're a nice person, it'll be hellish. I mean, if the kind of people get into heaven because they've done something nice once and they think they're good enough for God, getting there will be hell on earth. Literally, it'll be, oh my God, this is not heaven. This looks pretty hellish to me. What do you think?
Well, yes, absolutely. We have to recommit ourselves to the Lord and say, Lord, I give up. I can't transform myself. It's only by your spirit that I can be changed to be like you.
Exactly.
And we need to pray that he will fill us with his spirit so that we shine out his character, his love, his kindness, his honesty to everyone around us and let them know that this is how God is. Watch me because I'm going to reveal God to you. And that should be the whole purpose that we have in living is not to live for ourselves, but to be dead to self and let God shine through us. Let him reveal himself through us. And our whole aim should be to help others come to know and love him.
It happens also in a collective nature. For example, the Kiwis, which are people from New Zealand, and Aussies from Australia, Americans and people around the world, the collective spiritual orientation of the people determines whether they're covered by grace or not. And I see America is going to run out of grace here pretty damn soon. I mean, look at the evil we've done around the world. We promulgated destruction, engineered kind of regime change, brought in the mullahs into Iran with the CIA, engineered the demolition of the World Trade Center and the Oklahoma City Murrah building. We had Cody Snodgrass, who's offered $1 million on Monday talking about this on hour two and hour three. People need to understand that we are the authors of the greatest evils in American history, in the world history in modern times has ever done. We're not Lily White. People try to think of America as great again. Yeah, we're going to be great financially. And the stock market just hit, I don't know if it'll stay there, 2,600 points. But you have to understand, even if people have more money in their pocket and the borders are more secure and we have less terrorists in our country, unless we turn to God, we are toast. And we don't get this, do we?
That's right. Well, you know, the business companies have used their wealth and power to persecute the righteous. Politicians have ruined America for decades. And preachers have handled the word of God deceitfully. They've cheapened grace to finance their own private life of drunkenness and whoredom and materialism. And God has waited very patiently. He's given them time to play church. He's let them have their toys. He's looked away in hopes that they would come to themselves. And his blessing and his goodness did not bring them to repentance. And it gave them a license to go deeper and deeper into counterfeit Christianity. And the American church is like the Western church worldwide. It's guilty of great crimes against the Holy Spirit.
Well, one of the greatest crimes is what's happening under the Vatican, under Jesuits. And they call themselves the Society of Jesus. They should call themselves and change the initials a little bit, the phonetics, to say the Society of Zeus. That would be more appropriate, wouldn't it? It's the Society of Zeus. What do you think?
Oh, yes. Yes. And you know, that the churches have told God virtually to leave and let them do their own thing and grow Christianity incorporated. In other words, registered with the government to be under secular control. And that's probably the worst thing they could have done. It was a terrible, incalculable, ongoing mistake, and they've derailed truth in less time than any moral plague in history.
Right.
And then that's why they've made no case to save marriage, to save the unborn, or to save free speech. And they've stood by and watched America and their own countries, New Zealand, Australia, Britain, whoever, go down and change overnight.
Right.
And they became helpless to intervene when the nations began hating everything that made them great.
Right, including even hating masculinity, which they call toxic masculinity, which makes us have males who are willing to go and fight and die in war against an enemy, or for people to speak up and speak the truth, even if it puts them into physical and financial danger. The problem is that anybody who opposes the New World Order and the satanic rule is somehow considered an apostate and basically deserves to be punched in the face, shot, or killed. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And today we're at the moment in time when organizations like Google, Facebook, Apple, Twitter, and the leftist leaders will unfurl a cyber iron curtain very soon, and true Christians are going to be marginalized, so you just can't get on the internet.
Well, they're doing They're doing their tests in China, so expand on that, because the tests that the Silicon Valley are doing in China will be brought back here. People say, oh, that won't come here. You're an idiot. Do you not understand where things are going? And it won't just be America. It'll spread to New Zealand and Australia and everywhere else. And the capitalist system, it'll be global. And it's going to happen. The first steps in that will happen in the next 2 years because the biometric ID for America and for the world, which is a global standard, is being instituted, say, in India, which is November 2016. And the untouchables, which are the lowest class, even were scanned. They removed the lower cash notes, so they can't even get a bank account. So they're starving to death because they're excluded from the economy. People don't get this, do they? These experiments in other nations are different parts of the test to actually bring in this global system.
That's right. And God's laws and values that violate the Constitution and freedom of religion are going to be enforced against God's laws. And true Bible preaching will become a hate crime.
Exactly. In fact, here's what I expect to happen. And I'm going to make this bold statement. I don't know when it'll happen, but I know it's something that the Vatican is prepared for. They're preparing for first contact. Our governments and our above government agencies already had first contact. People know that. Okay. And they're preparing for first contact because the Vatican already made public statements in their encyclicals that these so-called evangelical aliens can actually teach us spiritual truth. That's scary, isn't it? And that's what the Pope and his cardinals have actually stated publicly in writing, isn't it?
And these are the spirits of demons who are going to come and work miracles.
Right.
And then the time is coming. God is going to be forced. He's been holding back and restraining his judgments, but he will have to pour out his wrath. And
I can tell you the moment and the event when it'll happen. I won't know the time, but the moment and the event is when mankind is so vile, especially America, that they set up a false sacrifice with blood, violating and abominating against the blood of Jesus that paid the ultimate price. Segments here. I think this year is going to be, in the words of the Queen Elizabeth, about 3 or 4 years ago when she was announcing, she saw dark things coming. Now remember, Queen Elizabeth isn't necessarily a wonderful person, but she's at least to some extent honest. And all high-level Masons have to be to some degree honest because it's called hoodwinking. They have to tell you and telegraph exactly what they're going to do so that if you don't understand it, you're considered profane and therefore you're deserving of destruction. One of the things that I've discovered, which is kind of bizarre, is because they understand high-level Masonry to the extent which they show significant respect. Most high-level Masons consider me one of their highest level of their troop, only wearing a white hat. That's how bizarre these people are. They think, Deagle, you must be one of us because there's nobody with the guts to tell the truth and know what's really going on. And because everybody else doesn't understand or they want to spit on you, they must be profane and deserving destruction. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh. No, I'm a white hat. I serve the Most High God. I'm not a high-level white hat Mason. But there's lots of them out there that want to do right. In fact, people don't know that even people like Adolf Hitler was a high-level white hat Mason, not unlike Donald Trump, trying to do good for his own people that were suffering under the Treaty of Versailles with World War I. People don't realize what really happened there, do they?
Well, of course not.
No, they don't have a clue. They don't understand that Luciferic Masonism isn't always doing things that look ugly. They're doing things that are wonderful, building the Autobahn, building the people car, doing other things to try to raise the salary so that the actual standard of finances in Germany was not based on gold or anything else. It was based on the German income. So they were able to pull themselves up in a matter of 3 or 4 years using proper financial analysis to create the most powerful economy in the world at that time. And people don't understand that about the false church. The false church, led by some of these maniacs there that are millionaires and have palaces they call churches, is really vile. And I'm sure if Jesus was down here, he would be like the money changers. He would be taking demolition bombs and blowing these damn buildings up. Jesus would not be happy, would he?
No, these men are getting richer under the pretense of Christianity.
Right. So what do you have to say about where we're going? Because I see Islam getting stronger by the moment. The Democrats are totally lockstep with Islam in Europe and here. I see the American president unaware that we have weather weapons and to stop the weather from striking us. They're not tweaking to the fact that, in fact, we're heading into a modern ice age, but we have very good evidence we may be heading into a formal ice age that could last 1,000 years or more, which could kill more people than a nuclear war. The weaponized flu that's going around, people don't understand, this is just a prelude to the release of major bioweapons so that anybody going out publicly will die at some future date. They don't realize that America is completely vulnerable to cyber attacks and our power grid, EMP attacks, or nuclear war. That when you had this false alarm that went off in Hawaii and somebody pressed the button twice, there weren't any checks and balances to make sure. And then idiots come on, like Tony Curtis's daughter, saying it was Trump's fault when, in fact, the state of Hawaii is completely run by Democrats, including their missile defense security system. These people are psychotic. They're demonically energized, and they don't even have enough things to have common sense to realize that we're collectively heading toward catastrophe, aren't we?
Yes, yes, we are. It's interesting you talk about Trump. Trump is rude, he's offensive, and I believe he does this deliberately. His words uproot and tear down. He's a wrecking ball to international corruption. And his crudeness can be used as a tool by God with a plan.
You know, if God actually changed his heart, I don't think his tongue would become less crude. In fact, I would make a bet if you could listen to the dialogue in ancient Aramaic by John the Baptist, his tongue would probably use some pretty crude words, too, to describe his enemies and his contrary opinion people. The problem is, it's not a matter whether his tongue is crude or not, but what his intentions of his heart are. That's what counts.
Yes, and God can use him as a tool. He's got enemies who hate what he's planning to do. But now, the important thing is that we must realize that great changes are soon to take place in our world, and the final movements will be very rapid. Now, we do not need to focus on those, however. What we need to focus on is a living faith that will simply lay hold of God's promises and enable us to go safely through this crisis, right through to the end, although we cannot see the way. That's what we need. Now, there are going to be despised speakers rising up, faithfully preaching the word of God, and these people will shine forth with a glory. There'll be miracles that God will add. There'll be conversions. So I'd say look for nobodies to come up on the scene like a righteous tornado and roar repentance with such power that their voice will echo right up to the very top.
Yeah.
We must expect that to happen. That's going to be God's answer to what's coming.
Right. I talk every week to people that I've spent hours with that I can consult, shining witnesses, and I give them a word that God gave me to give to them. Those who hear and believe and understand the will of the Most High God in this times of trouble and the birth pangs before the day the end of grace, they also are called. In other words, there's a vast cloud of people, not just a few witnesses or prophets, but a vast cloud of people that will be given supernatural knowledge, wisdom, prophetic words, etc., and supernatural giftings to be a sign witness to say God's with us despite the fact we're all heading to hell in a handcart. We're heading toward financial catastrophe. We're heading toward geoclimatic catastrophe. We're heading toward environmental catastrophe. We're heading toward nuclear, chemical, biological, scalar war and weather weapon war. And we have to understand that God is still with us through all this, and he's only going to rescue us if, number one, we have a proper positional relationship with him personally and collectively, that he'll give us the solutions to protect us through the times of trouble. As he said in Mark, lest those days were short and no flesh would survive. God's going to only make the flesh survive if the spirit survives with God, period. He's not going to give us a rescue plan or knowledge or wisdom or even get the hints out of Jerusalem, and he sent them to Petra, a lot of the Christians, at the time when they were told to get up because Titus was sending his armies in to slaughter all the remaining, Sadducees and Pharisees that didn't believe in Jesus. They died literally being crucified on the hills of Judea because they didn't believe in Jesus' message and the message of the prophetic word given to the church at the time. That's happening right now. When we're speaking a word, we're telling them, get out of the big cities, start preparing, start getting ready for catastrophe, financial, geopolitical, and climatic. Be prepared because it's not going to happen in the future. It's happening now, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. And that's the message I'd like to keep hitting home. Get out of the big cities. Get into a place where you can be self-sufficient and where you do not depend upon the banks, where you do not depend upon the supermarkets, you do not depend upon the hospitals, you don't depend upon transport. You can survive with your family and your loved ones in areas that are free from contamination, where you can grow your own food and live on it.
Right, and there's several things that are going to happen in this time. Number one, we're heading into ice ages, but we're also heading into what's called a lithospheric slip of the crust of the earth on the mantle. And I can tell you, for years I've had visions over this, and one of the things is the earth's crust will slip 20 degrees south in North America, so the equator will pass through Santiago, Chile, through Havana, Cuba. And instead of passing through Ecuador and these nations in northern South America, and the second thing that's going to happen is most of the coastline of places like California will be turned into a series of islands and peninsulas. We're going to see lots of areas rise up, like the northeast United States, with volcanism and earthquakes. We'll see tsunamis strike the coasts. That's why people don't understand that what's coming is going to destroy a lot of the peoples around the world, because 85% of the world's population live on the coasts. They're not prepared for anything, are they? They're not prepared people aren't prepared. They're not prepared for their food rotting 4 days into a power outage. And somehow they think they're going to survive when the dog's barking and there's no food and the water's turned off because the sewage is backing up in their sink.
Well, Jesus himself gave the prophecy. In fact, he gave it to Joel. He gave it through Matthew. He gave it through Luke. And he's given it in the book of Revelation. And then through Daniel, he said, unless those days be shortened, no flesh will be saved alive. Now, this means that most people are going to die. If he does not intervene, he's going to intervene because of his people on earth.
Exactly. And he'll intervene specifically in cities of refuge like the book of Genesis, where he's going to tell us where to be so that we'll be out of earthquake zones, not downwind of a nuclear reactor, out of countries that are dangerous in cities, and where we need to be in cities of refuge. Get a hold of your books and videos. You have the latest series, what is it called? And it's at beforeus.com, beforeus.com. We also should be doing some more videos soon. My computer's in for some major repairs because the operating system got corrupted because they said it didn't do enough updates, which I think is BS. I think Microsoft, which is just an arm of the NSA, 12 years ago they actually sequestered and threatened Bill Gates that he better cooperate, leaving back doors for the no-such agency to get into everybody's computer. The guy that ran Apple wasn't totally cooperative, which is why I'm sure they gave him actually pancreatic cancer to kill them. People need to understand the deep state, which includes the FBI, NSA, CIA, Five Eyes, British intelligence, Brazilian security, GRU, secret agency is actually linked at the top by a project called Project Omega, conceived in Nazi Germany, by the Thulgenschaft Society, which are high-level demonic masons. That was totally transplanted to America as the OSA and later became the FBI, CSA, and the largest agency on the planet, the no such agency, the NSA. People don't get this, do they? They don't realize that their very core, they're a cult of transdimensional demonic overlords. People don't get this. They think we're making this up, that the agency run by super religious, demonic, luciferic entities, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely right. This is coming to an end very soon, Dr. Bill. The big events that are lying ahead are going to bring it to an abrupt end.
Well, and I'm going to make a statement. I want to hear your response. I believe the biggest black spot event that's likely to happen this year is not a negative event, but a positive one that will capture people. It's called when they shall say, when you see the inevitability of war, almost absolute peace will break out. In the book of Hosea and the book of Acts said, when they shall say peace and security, then destruction shall come upon them. I believe the black swan event coming this year isn't a financial blowout or even an EMP attack on America. It's a false peace that's going to happen when the Muslims get their caliphate, when the Vatican gets control of Jerusalem, when the United States actually has control of their borders, when the economy breaks even higher standards in the stock market, when America feels secure, but they're not doing it in godly ways, they're doing it in ungodly ways, and when the New World Order has given us false peace between all those opposing parties. That's the black swan event, I think, happening this year.
Now, on the economic front, I think it's good for us to keep our eyes open. The world's leading success record is held by the Weiss Corporation, Research Financial.
You're talking about Martin Weiss, right?
Martin Weiss, yes, Dr. Martin Weiss. And the cycles that he has been studying go back thousands of years, come right together now, just like they did in 1929 and the Great Depression began. They came together on October 31, this year just gone, and they are predicting that there's going to be a crash, first of all in Japan, and then followed by Europe, and then followed by the United States. This year, Japan, 2019, Europe, 2020, the United States and the world.
Right, but that's going to bring about the mark of the beast. You see, when these crashes are all like a controlled demolition. When they do these crashes, they always have in the wings their solution, which is a demonic one, to the crash. Crashes just don't happen. They're engineered, aren't they?
Oh, yes, and they come in cycles. The pattern of human behavior is cyclical. And Dr. Martin Weiss, I've been investigating his claims, and his company actually has had a flawless record in making predictions as far back as he's been making them, that nothing has gone wrong yet with the cycles. Now, there are people in the world government planning who want to sabotage the cycles and give Donald Trump the blame, because they want to bring on a crash this year. And whether they will succeed in their plans, we'll have to see. But the fact is, the cycles so far have never failed.
Well, I'll tell you what I think is going to happen is the exact opposite of that. And it's going to be even more deleterious, because this year, America, with the opening up of ANWR, and I had quite a bit of the oil business, for decades I took care of the senior oil engineers for Petro-Canada and Canada, and in the United States for decades, some of the senior engineers have traveled around the country. All the oil wells are capped off in Texas, Oklahoma, and elsewhere, are refilled with oil because it's abiotic. It's not made by dinosaurs and ferns. And the fact is we have so much oil, gas, petroleum, and propane, et cetera, and coal, the highest quality anthracite coal. One coal seam in Wyoming could supply the Earth with energy for 500,000 years. Just that one seam. And it doesn't even deal with methane hydrates. Just along the seafloor of the Gulf of Mexico and in the oceans, there's thousands of times more energy than all proven oil and gas reserves on the planet. Just methane hydrates. You can have robotic vehicles grabbing in methane hydrate balls on the bottom of the ocean floor and just converting them to fuel. What people don't understand is that America is on the edge of becoming the prescient financial and cybernetic controller of the entire planet. And what I suspect, and this is what's going to be particularly galling and dangerous for Trump, is that he will not lose by being impeached, but he'll lose by being excessively successful, including his new FBI director using metadata to control the coming in of terrorists, et cetera, and grabbing pre-crime. What I see happening is these black swan events of almost, you know, like this attempt where a missile almost hit Hawaii, they said, and I don't believe it. I think that there has to be more controls there. But I suspect the real issue is these cycles are determined by demonic and supernatural forces. And the reason why they're not going to happen immediately is because they're going to replace it with incredible success of Trump and the people behind him against the so-called globalists. It's all a controlled dialectic to make us believe all this opposition to Trump is going to succeed and they're going to impeach him. It isn't going to happen, just like the health care. All these people in the media were talking about how he must have arthritis, he must be diabetic. CNN is announcing he's going to have a heart attack. How the hell would they know that? They have no medical records. They don't have a cardiac CT scan or high-speed CT scan or a dyslipidemia in the profile. They know nothing. But these morons are so delusional, they want to believe their system. And again, they're doing this because this is part of Luciferic dialectic. You have to have an opposition. When Nimrod would come into a town or city, he'd send his rabble in to kill people and rape them. And then he'd come in and say, I'll stop all the rape and murder if you make me your emperor. That's what we're seeing. Emperor Trump is coming in as Apollyon Rising, which he calls himself in his name even before he got elected. He signed 2 weeks ago to recolonize Mars. People don't know this, do they? And he's going to succeed at everything he touches. That's what's really dangerous.
Yes. And the cycles predict prosperity for America this year and next year while Japan goes down and while Europe goes down.
Right, but what it'll do is when they do go to the collapse in America, they'll flip the switch for a cashless system. And America, when they're dealing with countries like China, because this year China's already saying they're not going to buy your treasury notes, the reason is they know a tariff is coming and reciprocal trade. If you go to China now in the last 4 years, you can't buy more than 49% of a company you found in China, and you have to give them all your technology. So the factory during the day is making a U.S. product with U.S. labels. At night, they're building knockoff products and selling it against our own markets, and they have giant tariffs. You can't build cars in America and ship them to China. No, no, no. The Chinese have predatory practices where they steal your patent information, they steal your cybernetic technology, and then they go and re-engineer it to try to say they modify the patents, like high-speed rail they got from Bombardier in Quebec and Europe, and then they steal it, and then they've got 25,000 miles already of high-speed rail. We've got nothing. So people don't understand that that game that China's playing is over. It's over. And the Chinese are actually wargaming out for nuclear war this month. They actually started doing wargaming for war. They're idiots. They don't understand what they're dealing with because they were set up over the last four decades to be a fall guy for the New World Order. China's not going to survive this. They're not. They don't understand it. Japan alone is armed to the teeth with enough nukes to take every square inch of China and turn it in 15 minutes to a nuclear wasteland. They don't get it. And if they think they're going to make North South Korea a non-nuclear zone, this guy Moon's going to get a wake-up call, this guy, the president of South Korea. He didn't even want to have the theater air defense system in there. He's going to get a damn wake-up call from Kim Jong and from the president. We're going to have restationed nukes in South Korea this year. Not just 12 years ago when we pulled them out. He's going to have restationed nukes. So China, you're on notice. And the New World Order, people don't understand, America is going to thrive because Satan wants the plan of Trump to survive. And yes, we're going to head toward economic chaos because it's all by design. And wherever Trump touches, like Midas, it will turn to gold. And that's scary because when America becomes all powerful, that's when you have a beast, isn't it?
Well, America is set to become all powerful.
It will be.
America will speak to the world and cause that the whole world will follow the beast.
And even though it looks like a lamb, it shall speak with the voice of a dragon, won't it?
That's right. That's coming.
That's coming. That's why this Hiraj and the Muslims, these idiots, don't understand all the manipulation to bring them in with climate change into Europe and America and elsewhere. They're going to get crunched because they don't understand that God's bringing judgment on them and on Islam and on America and false churches and false Christianity.